Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group, NCA, in Zuchus of Rivka Bela, Bas Nechama Shifra, and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning about the halachas of Birkos Kriya Shema, the blessings that surround the Kriya Shema. This is Siman Tes Zayin, the 16th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Our siman is actually a very short one, so it only has five halachas in it, and the main concept that the Kitzur is going to be focusing on is interruptions. What breaks may I or may I not make during the Birkos Kriya Shema and the Kriya Shema itself? But a little bit of background before we get to the halacha that the Kitzur is explaining. The Torah tells us that there is a mitzvah to recite Kriya Shema twice a day. This is because the Torah tells us, when you go to sleep and when you wake up, you are expected to say this paragraph or these two paragraphs as well. That refers to the first two paragraphs of the Kriya Shema very minimalistically. In addition, we also say the third paragraph of Kriya Shema, which is Vayomer, which is about the Tzitzis, because it mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's not technically speaking the Kriya Shema itself, but it's attached to it as well. So we have these three paragraphs we say, first two relating to very much the Kriya Shema, the third one being the idea of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim in the morning and in the evening. This is the mitzvah. This is a mitzvah midoraisa, so the Torah tells us to do this. This predates the form of tefillah that we have today. So the Amida, the Shmona Esra that we have, the format, that was all formulated, the specific structure was formulated later on. But from the times of Matan Torah, from the times that the Torah was given, people would say Kriya Shema every morning and every evening within the time frame that is expected of it. We'll get to that when we get to Kriya Shema itself. However, when the Anshei Knesset HaGdol, the men of the Grand Assembly, at the time of the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, formulated the Siddur and the Amida, they also added to Kriya Shema brachos. And in fact, there are three brachos around Kriya Shema and four in the evening. So let's understand that these are really now Chazal's formulation of an introduction and an epilogue to the Kriya Shema that is then attached to the Amida. Let's look at those, what those brachos are. The first of the brachos is Yotzer HaMaoros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the lights, the luminaries. Then there is a second bracha, which is Ava Rabba or Avas Olam, which precedes Kriya Shema directly. This is the same format both in the morning and the evening. In fact, the brachas end and exactly the same way in the morning and the evening, almost identically. And then there is the bracha after Kriya Shema. So it goes one bracha, two bracha, then three paragraphs of Kriya Shema, and then third bracha, which is ends with the words Goal Yisrael, Hashem who redeems Israel. At night, we add a fourth bracha before we start the Shmona Esrei, which is Hashkiveinu, which ends Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad, that God guards the nation of Israel forever. It is interesting that at night today, we have a fifth bracha added, which is the bracha, which is Baruch Hashem Amen V'Amen. That is, in fact, added later on because of concerns. We'll perhaps get to that at another time. And that is a bracha which was added later on. However, in terms of the themes, it's worthwhile noting that the first bracha of the Kriya Shema, which follows, of course, the Pesukah de Zimra, follows Baruch Hu, is Yotzer Uvore Choshech in the morning, and the Mavir Yom in the evening. But it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being expressed in nature. Hashem is expressed in the luminaries. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressed in nature around us, how nature operates. That's why our Kedusha de Sidra is found there, why the Kedusha, which is talked about how the angels operate, is found in that first bracha. The second bracha of Ava Rabba, of Avos Olam, is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for the Jewish people as expressed in Torah learning. And that's unique to the nation of Israel, unique to the Jewish experience. And that is why the blessing it relates so much to a request about learning of Torah and being connected to Hashem through Torah. The Rambam, when trying to understand how it is possible to love Hashem, gives us two different explanations, one in the Sefer HaMitzvos and one in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. One is that we see Hashem through the Nifla'os HaBoreh, the wonders of creation. The other one is to see the Ratzon Hashem of what Hashem's will is. What is Hashem and He wants from us, and that is the Torah. These two brachas relate to those two paths in trying to love Hashem, which is, of course, the first paragraph of Kriya Shema, is Va'ahavta. Is to love Hashem, we need these two prerequisites, noting Hashem in nature, noticing Hashem in His Ratzon, in His will, in the Torah. After we finish the Kriya Shema, and the last paragraph of Kriya Shema is about Yetzias Mitzrayim, about leaving Egypt, we express HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how He is expressed through history, through saving Israel, and that's what the primary focus of the bracha is about Yetzias Mitzrayim and those moments in history where HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, concluded with Goal Yisrael. And the halacha is that we need to be masmich Geula leTfila, which means that before we daven for our prayers, we daven as we connect the prayer, the Shmona Esrei, to this idea of Goal Yisrael, where no breaks should be made as well. And then there's this late, the Hashkivenu, which is how we ask Hashem to protect us, seems to be an extension. The Gemara calls this in Brachos a Geula Arichta, the extension or longer expression of redemption, which is now found in Hashkivenu. That's the background is of this. Now, let's get to the halacha itself. Then that is the, like the Amida, it is instituted, and therefore there are breaks or interruptions are not allowed. So let's ask a few questions. First of all, the first question is, what are the different sections of Kriya Shema and for in terms of gradations of being able to interrupt or not to interrupt? So there's what's called Bein HaProchim and Besoich HaProchim, between the sections and during the sections. So between the sections, we're going to see is more lenient in terms of making interruptions, which makes a lot of sense. And they are between the first and second bracha, between the second bracha and the Shema, although some are more machmir at that moment. And then between the first paragraph of Kriya Shema and the second paragraph, between the second paragraph and the third paragraph of Kriya Shema. We do not make any breaks between the end of the Kriya Shema and the Emes Yatziv, or the Emes Emunah. And we do not make a bracha or a break after Goal Yisrael. Now, what is allowed between the sections, Bein HaProchim? So between the sections, one is allowed to do the following. One can answer Amen. One can answer Yehei Shmei Rabba and Kaddish. One can answer to Kedusha, when the Kedusha is being called out, and we can answer to Baruch Hu. However, it's a little more stringent than would be in Pesukah Dezimra. One may not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, and one may not even say Shema. So let's say that a community is saying Shema, one may not say Shema. One may say the words one is at aloud and cover one's eyes as if one's saying Shema, not to look like one's not, but not actually say Shema itself. When one gets to during the sections, Besoich HaProchim, then it's a little more complicated. So for instance, here, certain Amens are allowed, but not all of them. Only the Amen after HaKel HaKadosh, the third Brach in the Shmona Esrei. Amen after Shema Tefila, which is the 16th Brach in the Shmona Esrei. And Amen after Damriran Ba'amal Vimru Amen, end of the second paragraph of Kaddish. One is allowed to respond Kaddish, 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 to that Pasuk, which is in the Kedusha, and Baruch Kavoid Hashem Yom Kamo, that Pasuk in the Kedusha, but not the paragraphs which follow them or precede them in the Kedusha itself. One is allowed to respond to Baruch Hu. One may also respond to Moedim de Rabbanon. So if the community is in Chazaras Hashatz, repeating all the Shmona Esrei, one may say Moedim Anachnu Loch and Bow, but more than that, one is not allowed to say. One may not say other Amens, we may not answer the rest of the Kedusha, may we not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. And again, once they cannot say Shema, if that community is up to Shema, one just says the words one's up to and cover one's eyes as if one is in Shema. So one's a little more careful and sensitive over here. What happens if I'm in the middle of a perek and I answer, how should I do that? So let's say I'm in the middle of a section. Where is there a specific direction as to where I may make that interruption? So answer is yes. In the brachas, if I'm in the middle of bracha, I have to get to the end of a section or a matter. So therefore, it shouldn't be mid-sentence. And when I'm doing the Kriya Shema, it should be between psukim if I'm allowed to answer. So for instance, if they're getting up to Yehei Shmei Rabba, a person should try to finish the pasuk one's at to answer that. What if I heard thunder? Well, the reason that's an interesting question is because one needs to respond within Toich HaDibur, within 2-3 seconds, by saying the bracha that one hears on thunder, Shekachoy Ugvur HaSama Le'olam, that your power and your splendor fill the world. What can one do if one is in the Veracross Kriya Shema? So one may not say the bracha. What happens if I went to the bathroom and I came back? So in that case, you would say Asher Yatzar, but only after one finishes the Amidah, because one can't interrupt as well. When am I never allowed to interrupt? So the one may never interrupt during the first Pasuk Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I may never interrupt in the second Pasuk that we say, which is Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Moed. And I may never interrupt between Hashem Elokeichem Emes V'Yatziv at the end of the Kriya Shema. Why? That's going from Psukim to Bracha. Like Hashem Elokeichem Emes is actually, the word Emes is a part of the Bracha. It's not part of that actual Kriya Shema. Why is it joined in such a way that it cannot be interrupted? So the Kitzur explains it's based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Perek Yud Pasuk Yud, where it describes by Hashem Elokim Emes. So therefore, it is deemed as a pasuk by touching this bracha, which is why Chazal used that appellation of Hashem there, and that's why the Yatziv, which also means truth, cannot be part of the interruption. So one's never allowed to interrupt even B'sach HaBrachim for this as well. What about responding to greetings? So if you look at the Mishnah and the Gemara, there's a long discussion about what kind of person am I allowed to respond to? A king, a dignitary, a friend? What kind of answer? Is it because of fear? Is it because of honor? Am I allowed to respond or not respond? And the truth is the Kitzur says, none of this is relevant today because in our shuls, it is clearly the protocol that one is not supposed to answer when one is greeted. And people get that. So there's no pagam, there's no concern of a lack of honor or fear in that case. The average case of a person davening is not in a situation where they're going to be greeted by somebody that one would need to interrupt, whether out of fear or out of honor. So this is a little bit about the Birkos Kriya Shema, a little bit about the laws pertaining to interruptions and not interruptions, which allows us now to move on to the next mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.